Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday morning. Coming up this hour, we're going to be staying in Pottawatomie County for the entire hour. We've got a chat here with Pat Waxman, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, coming up. And a little bit later on, we'll hear from some folks over at Flint Hills Christian School about their major expansion project. We start, though, with Pat Waxman, who is on the phone with us here this morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Brandon. I'm doing good.
Good to talk with you here, and I know there's been a lot going on here since we last spoke. I think the last time I talked with you was during the whole fiasco with the cyber attack, the ransomware attack, and sounds to me, from what I gathered yesterday, that everything's kind of back to normal as far as it can be.
Yeah, it's slowly getting back that way. I think it's going to take another 2 or 3 weeks till we're totally, sure that everything's been taken care of and all the back doors have been shut and all that type of deal. But you're talking to somebody that doesn't have a whole lot of computer knowledge, so I'm just taking this, word from what I've been told and what I've heard, not any kind of experience.
Yeah. Well, and I know there were some delays of some of the business that could take place, but sounds to me, and I heard a little bit of Robin Knobloch's report, and she experienced a little bit of that at the appraiser's office, and I know there's other offices as well. But sounds to me like if you were affected by that, now would be the time to go back and you can do your business there in Westmoreland.
Yeah, everything's up and running, as for day-to-day business, and I think we got through this thing in a good, timely manner. We had a lot of good professional people helping us through this. And I just think we're, to the point where we're 99% up and running. There might be a couple laptop computers that need to be cleaned up yet, but, that's incidental there as far as the major hack went on.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear, and we continue on. And as far as business goes here, there's a lot of updates yesterday from a number of department heads. And one of the things that was brought up yesterday was a discussion on ARPA funds. And for those who don't know, that's tied in with the coronavirus relief at the federal level. And a lot of entities have been kind of trying to figure out how that money can be spent. Is there a little more clarity at this point for you guys?
Well, I think it's who you talk to on a day-to-day basis. We ended up with $4.7 million. We got half of that last June, and we're going to get the second half in June of 2022. Now, yesterday, we did take it one step to where we could put some of this money to use as far as people, if they need to quarantine instead of getting into their personal time off that they have, accrued. Some of them don't have enough time to accrue for 2 weeks. We're looking at supplementing the quarantine time with some of this money, so it's not their fault that they get the COVID, but this will help them, financially just a little bit, but help get through the financial end of it.
Now, how do you have to, I imagine there's probably a little red tape there. Do you have to track this money or keep tabs on it somehow, or is there somebody that does that for you?
Well, we have Andrea Humshide that has been, from day one, been affiliated with, the COVID money and how it came down and what was allotted to everybody. And she does an excellent job, has been doing an excellent job on this. I'm sure she'll be the one that her and along with HR, kind of keep track of how this money's being used. And they know what, ins and outs of being able to use this money far more than I would or, anybody else up there. So they're kept abreast on what they can do with it and what's, feasible and not feasible.
Yeah. And it's not like it's free money or anything. This is just, money that is supposed to be used for, you know, if you were impacted here and because of, you know, all the COVID shutdowns that we experienced, it's supposed to be more of like a supplement. This isn't going to be permanent money.
Yeah, it's used for special projects. I think that we used some of this money that was appropriated last year for a couple communication towers to, you know, enhance our ambulance and sheriff radios, and that was approved for that use. So, yeah, there was a couple different areas that you can use it under.
Here we're speaking with Pat Waxman, Pottawatomie County Commissioner here on News Radio KMAN. There's some updates also yesterday from EMS. Hal Bumgarner spoke about ambulance service there. And what's the latest from his report?
Well, he came in with a couple requests, and he presented his ambulance amount bill through the year to date, which was roughly $950,000 is what has been billed. And we've collected $636,000, which really is a pretty good ratio as far as an ambulance service goes. I think that's about up around 62% to 65%, which, you know, as far as collections on this, that's above normal, I think. And then he made a request for a new cardiac monitor, and it's in the 2021 bid, and it would bring a total of seven that we would have in the vehicles and on premises, you know, in our ambulance station. That monitor runs about $38,000, and it's replacing some that are outdated at this point in time. So everything that brings a total of seven to the newer ones that we will have, which is right on kind of point for keeping up with, you know, the new design of what we're getting.
Are you satisfied with where you guys are at in terms of ambulances and being able to switch them out in a timely manner?
Yeah, we got one on ordered it earlier this year, and we were thinking we might be able to get it by the end of this year, but it's going to be later on into spring. And we have a good, we have a real good inventory of, you know, vehicles that we use, and the county itself, as far as fire, ambulance, police, sheriff, you know, all of these, I think we're second to none in the county or in the state for a county our size. We have excellent equipment. We make it a point to, you know, to keep this equipment up, not only with that, but with Public Works and, Jared Barnes, our fire department head man, came in yesterday and asked for 10 new bunker gear suits. We try to budget 10 of those a year for the volunteer fire departments in the county. And that set of bunker gear runs about $3,100 per set. We gave him the okay to go ahead and, you know, order 10 more sets of that. So, he, like I said, we can keep the inventory on the equipment, you know, up as good as far as we can get a shape as we can.
I see. Was there any more? I didn't hear this yesterday, but was there any other update from Jared on the Emmett Fire Station? I know you guys talked a little bit about that last week. Is that something you're going to approach later on here?
Yeah, we're still kind of waiting for, I think it's RFPs from a couple people on what exactly we want to do if they're the attendance or the volunteers is slowly gaining up there, which is a good, you know, that's a good thing. And now we're just kind of wondering, you know, trying to get an idea on, you know, what exactly we need in that area. the old fire station that is there, if we revamped it, if it would continue to be big enough, you know, to house what we need housed up there. And that's, we're continuing to look at that. And probably we'll know something more here in another week or two.
I see. Okay. Again, we're speaking with Pat Waxman, Pottawatomie County Commissioner. Going back to the ambulances here for just a moment, and this is something they always talk about here in Riley County, especially in the northern part, is response time. And I'm curious, has that been better or worse here over the last three quarters, or have you heard any complaints about that? I know usually the folks in the rural areas seem to have a little more of a gripe than some of the folks in the city.
Well, we speaking of that, Hal gave us a graph on kind of what you're asking about right now. Average en route to arrive at scene in minutes. You've got it 7 minutes. Average unit arrived on scene to left scene in minutes. 20. So I would say that the response is about 7 minutes on an average throughout the county, which is pretty good, as big as, you know, our county is and as many miles of roads that we've got. So I'm just taking it off his graph.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, your answer to your question, it looks like it's right at 7 minutes in route arrived at scene. So, if that's an average for the county, I would think that that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, no question. That is pretty good. That's pretty impressive. Go ahead.
We have four or five different ambulance stations throughout the county.
I see.
We've got them in Onega, Westmoreland, Wamego. I think we've got one in Owensburg, if I'm not mistaken, and one in Green Valley. So they're all relatively new stations. So, and then they've got a rotation that whenever somebody, let's say somebody from Onega goes into action, they have a plan that they rotate from. You know, maybe Wamego will rotate up toward Onega. They've got a pretty good system that they generally don't have an area that is not uncovered or that is not covered.
Sure.
You know, during the day on this. So they do a good job, and it takes a lot of communication to, you know, to make this thing work.
Is there any indication, Pat, on why such a gain here for the first 3 months, or the first three quarters, rather, of 2020, 174,000, that's quite significant.
Okay, remind me what we're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry, on the financial summary for EMS, quite a gain here, 174,000 versus last year. Did he indicate, Hal Baumgartner, why that was so high, why there was such an increase in the billables?
Okay, you're losing me. I don't have that number in front of me.
Oh, okay. It was the EMS financial summary for September 2021, and the billed year to date was $951,000. And they said it was about a $174,000 gain from 2020. Is there any explanation why there was so much?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
No idea on that. I'm looking at the numbers like you're looking at. You do have the collection of $636,000, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, amount billed $951,000, and collected at $636,000. So, yeah, the numbers just came up a little bit.
Very good. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Pat Waxman here from Pottawatomie County, and we'll continue In Focus in just a moment.